Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
I gave Anthony maybe five or six plays to look at that might have life as an operatic expression. And I think he zeroed in immediately on Lilith for its myth, its musical potential for arias and for conflict, and that it was an under-publicized myth in at least Western society. And the feminism of Lilith, which is an exciting issue with Lilith Fair, and how in the late 60s many women's groups seized on Lilith as an exciting icon that needed rehabilitation.
It was amazing because it had combined all those things also with a wicked sense of humor. And I'm drawn to humor. I think that something that opera has lost a lot of, you know, and particularly in modern opera, you know, that you know, we're too worried about being serious and we can't be funny. And I love the balance between this really serious examination of what modern day woman is, what a woman is, and what Lilith represents. At the same time, the comic aspect of it, I think, is necessary. You know, it makes it to me much more real and much more dangerous too. So that was exciting. I was very interested in the story behind it, and the idea of re-examining the roots of our religion, too, and the idea of the assumption. You know, most people think of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden, and not something preceding it. And it's kind of disturbing a lot of, I mean, even you know what we think of the Book of Genesis, et cetera. So I was excited about that, and. I felt that how it related to the modern times, how it related to today, the kind of fatal attraction aspect of the story intrigued me too, because I wanted to root it back into something today, you know, how it could reflect on today.
There's something about Lilith that brings up blasphemy, that if everyone goes back to Adam and Eve, and that Eve came from the ribs of Adam, and really Adam is deficient, and Lilith was much more perfected toward greatness and, in a sense, rivaling the angels, that the political dimension of Lilith, and also when you get into lots of eschatology of women in the Bible, Lilith is a very dangerous archetype. And I think what the opera, and perhaps what the play is stating, is that Eve and Lilith can look at each other in the mirror, that they are really one identity that have to deal with a tension in modern life as well as in biblical times. How do you survive if you are 100% Lilith?
Oh, Dark star. beyond time.
Shall we begin?
Why not?
As counsel for these proceedings, I ought to state I take no side in the argument. Is that clear, Adam?
Yes!
Are you uncomfortable?
No. Began in vain. She cannot be pleased. I've tried so hard.
Have you discussed this with her?
A thousand times. She demands to be on top. Always.
Have you tried? Fight in bed. Have you hit her?
No.
Do you love her?
I don't know.
Does she love you?
A thousand glances, a thousand chances. I can't quite stop. Tonight she writes hard on top. Under her black glove, the flutter of demon wings stirs my soul like a praying mantis in the rain. Her quick mouth swoops down as fear rips my heart. Each belly roll as her wild hair frees.
Do you love her?
And
you're late. Sit down.
As counsel for these proceedings, I want to state I take no side in the argument. Is that clear?
I've been very good to this man.
As states you take, only the nation merry.
I have a
out of the Creator's nostrils at the very same time.
Or from the dust of canyons.
We appeared together.
We have equality.
More or less. Is there a decision? Decision? The creation of woman is the downfall of man. She makes me so angry that I can't go once again. She makes me feel guilty. I crave her every night. But when that horse sprouts her wings, my lust turns into fright.
There's property to be divided.
Yes, I want the garden. I need land to stretch.
stretch my legs, with less I can't pardon. If she gets more than the drinks, each day I face a major task, and yet her help I could never ask. Such is the pain of divorce.
Never. mascara, such dark forbidding eyes, you're quite a beauty.
Does Adam find me beautiful?
Exceedingly.
Do you?
Yes.
Is my mouth round?
Round and most excellent. Delightful.
An ox knows his master.
We say that a lot here.
Do you see arms?
No, only wings.
Give him up wings.
He has legs.
Why make us different? I am.
the archangel say?
Who knows? Give me your handsome shoulders, harder than mountain boulders, such a strong
sweat.
our marriage is over.
What more time?
I fear the angels.
Right.
this horror. Of course, you can find the sack under the brush. Over there. What do I do? Open the sack, take out the cord, and find the legs and hands. Why? Do it, Adam, or she will bind you. Take off the cloth and gag her. But do it, Adam. No, do it, or she will do something far worse. Forgive me, Lilith. Tightly. Now what?
Apologize.
For what?
To the Creator.
Why is that?
For fornicating with an unmarried woman.
That was no unmarried woman.
Idiot! No, she's pregnant.
Pregnant?
You're hopeless.
So I am.
Sending Lilith away. Precious air will owe nothing to the Creator.
for infinity, the price of femininity.
Tell me to ignore her. week I put down a deposit on a farm safe from harm, just 5 hours west, open country for Earl. He'd star above a pearl.
You went with a realtor without me.
Is this a mystery? It was to be a surprise.
Why did you drive so far? Here with me, sex is a good cause.
can help you. You're out of your mind. Is this how you spoke to my wife?
Did I insult her?
She's an old-fashioned girl.
Aren't we all? Stripped her feet, young man, do as I say. Stripped her feet.
I'm ignorant and dumb. I'm sorry.
She won't steal her.
She wouldn't dare.
Must make a big break. Or bring in the police.
Let's not involve the police. I'll speak to her one last time.
Barge in
any minute.
There's
Disadvantage claim. You have no right to act like this. The police are looking for you. Better pray they find you before my wife. She's taken, Earl, gone somewhere. Molested our only son.
Darling, take on my tea. I know you're capable of much grace.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.